lips, sparks fly from her fingertips, echoed voices in the night. She's a restless spirit on an endless flight.
And good evening to our 6 o'clock edition of, well, years ago I called it On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Oh,
but now it's North State now, as we progress into, you know, in the 2-2-0 and 2-2-1. 2021. We are North State now, and the first Thursday of every month, it's yours truly, Linda Bott. We are live tonight. I called my friend, my dear friend, astrologer Sandra Jennings, and I said, look, you know, there's so much going on right now. Would you like to come on and kind of share with our listening audience what's happening with our planets and what's happening in the astrology world, which really affects us? Because if you're not going to do the show, I will play a repeat. And as you can tell, Sandra, I'm in my clean garden outside, you know, ranch clothes, and hightail it into the station. Very excited for tonight. And, gosh, here it is. We are in June. Already went through, my birthday month, and we went to the coast, and it's been interesting because last year, on my birthday, I was in literally an MRI, wanting to know what was happening, and all the doctors that were involved could not figure out what was wrong with me, and that lasted for 4 months. So I was in a state of fear. About, well, okay, when you don't know what it is, if you know what it is, then you can get treatment and move forward into what you need to do in order to, get better. So, that anniversary came, and I was just so grateful to be able to be here and be in good health. So thank you for coming tonight. I really appreciate it because I feel comfortable with you, and this is great. I do want to thank one of our sponsors, or one of our main sponsors here on KCNR, Shasta Regional Medical Group and Medical Center. And that is where I did spend time, and they did finally find my diagnosis along with Dr. Grady with the Northern California Breast Clinic. And I also want to thank Quick and Clean Car Wash because they're sponsors as well. And I just am doing a shout-out to a couple people here, Quick and Clean Car Wash. You would not believe this. It's right over there by Dutch Brothers here on Market Street. And that place has been in business for 100 years. I'm thinking, what? You were washing cars 100 years ago, but his business has been in that long. And, you know, they're really good business owners and put back into the community. And we are community radio. Yes, we thrive on supporting businesses and the growing businesses in Reading because we are a locally owned radio station, my husband and I, again. For those listening tonight, we bought the FCC license, AM, and turned it into talk radio. It was a sports station. This would have been back in 2009. And we were in a little room with nothing but papers, up to the ceiling and had to build the entire electronic and, with the help of Mike Quinn, of course, and of course, Bob Belongi and, Jim Brimmer. They were all on board to help us launch. And we are written up in the Radio World magazines about Ma and Pa by radio station and move it forward. Then 2 years ago, we started with an FM. We were able to acquire FM, and then now we can do FM and AM. It's interesting right now with our political climate because we do a lot of local weekend shows. And when somebody decides that they want to buy a block of time, and they're a local person, we try to support them in, well, you have a voice in this community. So we have some extremely conservative shows on Sunday and some left-sided or whatever you want to call them, the other side of the aisle, on Saturday. And it's very interesting, the topic of conversation with people about who's on our station. And we try to say, yes, many, many of our shows, Dave Ramsey is not conservative. Dave Ramsey may be. He's fiscally conservative when it comes to finances, but he never talks about politics. But it's something that affects our lives, is the economy. And the other shows that we have on. Some of them are very conservative, and they're just fun. So I would say technically this has been a conservative talk show format, but we like to open up to the voices of all our community. And through the last 12 years, and this is not touting ourselves, it's about a mission statement. We've had over 4,000 guests on our show here just in the two hours of the morning show that have come through that have been of all persuasions. So we are grateful, and I am grateful, and here in this June month of six month of 2021, as we start to unmask and unfold, I want to introduce you to our Sandra Jennings, our astrologer, who's here to kind of tell us where it's at.
Well, thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here and to be able to tell people what's going on in the sky.
And by the way, thank you, Jared. Jared's at the helm tonight.
Thank you, Jared.
Okay.
We need you.
What's going on in the sky?
What's going on in the sky is we are in between two eclipses. Eclipse season happens twice a year, 6 months apart, when there's two eclipses. In this case, a lunar eclipse, which was on the 26th of last month, and a solar eclipse, which is going to be on the 10th of June. And whenever an eclipse occurs, there is a sudden change, a sudden unexpected change, and people tend to like things to remain the same and feel comfortable where you feel, you know, life is secure, life is stable. And things have not been that stable in this last 2021. There's been a lot of things that have changed the course of everyone's life that we had no control over. And so now here we are in the middle of eclipse season, where there are two major events that are going to change our lives in some way that we cannot foresee. So a lunar eclipse happened first, and that tends to affect women emotionally and our domestic life, our private lives. And then 2 weeks later will be a solar eclipse that tends to affect A-type personalities. In the past, it's been men, people that have been out in the business world or fighting battles or running countries. And when you have a solar eclipse effect in your life, it's available to be seen by the public. You're on a public arena. Your story is seen or told to everyone. It's known. It's about your facade, and a lot of people want to control, especially if you're in the public eye, you want to control what people know about you. And the idea that an eclipse could occur that could suddenly reveal something that you had secret to everyone in the world, and have an unexpected circumstance associated with it in your life, and you can't hide behind anything, you can't get away from it, it could be a very frightening proposition. There's an old story about solar eclipses from a ruler of a country thousands and thousands of years ago. The king or the czar or the pasha was the only one who could afford to have an astrologer, and the astrologer said, "All right, King, I want to tell you there's a solar eclipse coming up. It's going to be next week, the third day of the week, and it's going to affect you and your chart." And the king says, "Okay, I'm going to put somebody else on the throne and let them wear my crown that day so that the bad magic happens to them instead mm-hmm. of me, mm-hmm. and they could get the eclipse effect, and I'll be just fine."
Kind of like Merlin.
Yeah, and I'll resume my life afterwards. So you can't avoid it. You can't escape it. And how you tell if you're going to have an eclipse event in your life, you look for the sign and the degree that the eclipse will occur at. And in the case of this upcoming solar eclipse, it will be at 19 degrees of Gemini. So I look at, if I'm going to tell you, for example, and I did bring your chart.
Wow, because I am born May 21st at 2:25 a.m. In North Carolina, so that's East Coast time.
And you're right on the cusp mm-hmm. between Taurus and Gemini, mm-hmm. but your moon is in Gemini also, so you have a very strong Gemini influence in your chart, and Gemini is about communication and being able to tell people what you think. It has to do with your rational mind, your thought processes, your memory, being able to communicate to others what you think, what you feel, and have it be heard.
Well, speaking of Geminis, Jared is a Gemini full on June 17th. Coming up a birthday for him. But we do have to take a break. When we come back, more with Sandra Jennings. Fascinating. She's not just reading my chart. We've done this before. She is talking about what many people are going through and what the planet is going through. We're going to be talking about state, local, world right here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on North State Now with Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Okay, I want to know who this is. I first of all thought it was like the Beach Boys in their pet shop, pet whatever, you know. Who is this?
It says Del Shannon.
Oh, Del Shannon would have been like popular in the 60s.
Quite in the past.
Yeah. We're going to play some more Del Shannon. That was cool. I want that in a, I don't know, you guys. Honestly. I just feel like I'm just not with it. I really try on texting. I really try. I'm just scattered. My mind moves too fast. But when the first Mac G4 came out, I think it was called a G4, I liked the being able to make my playlist. And I could make a playlist and put it in a CD and drag stuff. And I like the physicality of it. And so I've been bad about making a playlist, but that song would be on a playlist if I were doing playlists. Do you do playlists?
No, I don't.
All right.
I do astrology.
Yeah, well, you know, but sometimes when you're doing astrology, are you listening to music?
Nope. Usually I'm listening to cosmic music. Music of the sphere. I'm in the heavens.
Somebody was saying to me earlier tonight, Sandra Jennings is coming on. By the way, if you're just tuning in, astrologer Sandra Jennings with the Chiron.
Chiron Society is the group that we meet. Now we're meeting on Zoom, usually twice a month, just before the new moon or the full moon on a Wednesday night. And I describe to people what's going on in the heavens. In this case, next Wednesday, I'm going to be talking about the solar eclipse. And then once I've explained what the complete story,
mm-hmm.
then I do readings for everyone who attends that meeting to say, okay, this is how the eclipse is likely going to affect you in your life personally. Because we want to know we're connected in our lives to all that is, to the sun, to the moon, to the planets, to the earth that we walk on, that we're not cut off. We're not cut off from the Creator. We're all one. It's connected. And astrology helps us to understand what that connection is.
Okay, so let's move into then we are in the month of, in the Gemini sign.
Yes.
And tell us what that means. We're in the month between these dates in the Gemini sign.
Okay, the Gemini sign has to do with being communicative, talkative, using your mind, having ideas, your rational mind, where you can let people know what you think, tell them about it, and be heard, and then they can communicate back to you. So basically, it's having a mind and knowing how to speak. The first Gemini kind of activity that you would have in your life would be when you're a child and you get so many sensations around you, but you'd have no idea what they mean. And suddenly you start to understand, Mama, that's that big comfortable thing that comes and brings me food and brings me my Baba. It's Mama. When I say Mama, she's going to show up. It's like a lightning strike. I can communicate. I can be heard. I'm not a prisoner inside here. There's the whole world is out there. So that's the Gemini experience at its most basic. Now our Gemini experience is so exciting because we can communicate with people all over the earth in an instant through cell phones, through computers, and we really depend on those things for communication. So the planet that rules that sign is Mercury. So whatever Mercury does will affect people that are Geminis or have Gemini important in their chart or everybody on Earth at the time the sun is in Gemini. And excitingly, right now, coming up with this eclipse coming up on next Thursday, the sun's going to be in Gemini, the moon's going to be in Gemini,
whoa.
And Mercury is going to be in Gemini. All three of them. It's a triple header. But the exciting part is that Mercury is going to be retrograde. Now, that can be a nasty word to people
yes.
in the technical world.
Yes.
Because when Mercury is retrograde, the things that we depend upon for communication, especially if they're technological or electrical, can go haywire. It's like there's a frequency in the air bzz, 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 that it just changes things. I was trying to talk to my 91-year-old auntie in Ohio, and the telephone cut out four times today.
I had my phone cut out today, too. Yeah, just drop.
Gone.
Yep.
And there's no reason why she wasn't touching anything.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of things can happen, and it's made believers in astrology out of people who are really skeptics, because here's a tangible thing that you can associate with a movement in the sky, and not only a movement in the sky, but an apparent movement in the sky. So what we see, what's going on in the heavens, is important, and it, for example, with the retrograde movement, Mercury's not going backwards, really. It's going forward in its orbit. But from our viewpoint, there's an optical illusion. It appears to be going backwards. And that appearance, what we see, that's what's important to us. And that's why eclipses are so important. It's like a gimlet, a focus, where that shadow on the Earth for the moon in between the earth and the sun, the shadow that the sun is forming in that little tiny point someplace on the earth, that point is singled out for action, for a change, for something unexpected, for an eclipse event.
So why is it so, like you said, it's very exciting. Mercury's in retrograde in Gemini, the moon, there's a triple header. What is that? Why if Mercury's in retrograde and things are dropping out, is that exciting?
It's exciting because what's happening at this eclipse coming up is it's happening at the new moon. When the sun and the moon are beginning a cycle, it's called the Gemini cycle, they meet at the same exact degree. It happens once a month. And it's the starting of all things Gemini in everyone's life here on the Earth. So everyone is concerned with talking to others, getting in touch with other people, making orders, getting deliveries, going places that are important. All those things are right in our face. We have to do these. They're important. So the planet that rules Gemini is going to have like a regulatory kind of a position or power or authority over those activities in our lives. So that's what Mercury is going to have. And the fact that Mercury's retrograde is not going forward. Our lives can't progress easily with those communication issues, with the email you want to get out or the order on your computer or the email that you're waiting to receive. It's so important and it's just not coming. You don't know why. The person says, I sent it. I don't know why it's not coming in on your computer.
My daughter sent a birthday card. This is interesting. She sent a birthday card to me the Friday. Probably my birthday was the 21st. I think she sent it Thursday or Friday. I still haven't gotten it.
There it is. It's coming.
And then she has sent a second one.
Oh, boy.
Because, I don't know, but can you believe that?
Oh, sure I can. I hear stories like this all the time. Mm-hmm. And also, when Mercury's retrograde, you don't want to buy electronic or communication equipment.
How about real estate?
Real estate, that's different. It's regulated by Saturn. So
okay.
It's a different subject matter. But you wouldn't want to buy a cell phone or a printer or a computer or buy a new cell phone plan or sign a contract for like a major credit card bill or a major purchase of some sort, because something will go wrong and it'll have to be done again. Mm-hmm. Remember, Gemini is the sign of the twins. So it has to do with, you know, going in two directions and sometimes talking out of both sides of your mouth. So Geminis are known as good communicators and good salespeople, but Gemini also rules the thief and the crossroads where they would meet and apprehend people, merchants that were trying to get to the next town. So Gemini has this wonderful quality, and it also has the negative quality, but all signs do. All the planets, like people, we have our positive, wonderful side, and then we have the dark side. Mm-hmm. Maybe we don't always want to show it to people.
Right.
So that's what's so interesting about us being in this time in between the two eclipses, because anything could happen, and that dark side of our personality could be revealed or could be triggered at either the lunar eclipse or the solar eclipse. So we have this sensation that we're insecure or uncertain, or we don't know what could happen, or we sense that things are changing. So this time in between the eclipses, it can be a magical time where anything could happen, things you don't expect, the most wonderful things. Linda Bott could call me and say, you want to be on the radio tomorrow night? Heck yeah, I'm coming. I'll be there. How
unexpected
wonderful.
Surprises
yes.
are wonderful. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, it's really funny because we're signing, we're refying like many people are. And I swear, how many times have I signed that E thing, you know, where you sign your name and it's interesting because didn't I sign it, you know. So that coincides exactly. I'm sure everybody who's listening maybe has had something like that. Phones dropping out. Now, how long does Mercury stay in retrograde?
It usually is 3 weeks.
Okay.
Now, it started on the 29th, and it's going to be – the planet Mercury is going to become stationary and then start to go direct again on the 4th of this month. But Once we get, it's going to stay in the shadow. That doesn't sound right. I don't think that's correct. I wrote that down, but it's 3 weeks, 29th. It's going to be 3 weeks from the 29th. I'm having a Mercury retrograde moment. It lasts for 3 weeks, and then, still, at the end of 3 weeks, the planet has not returned to the degree that it was at when it started going backwards. So that's a period of time where Mercury starts to go direct again until it recovers that degree, which is 24 degrees of Gemini right now, mm-hmm. when it's in its shadow. So Mercury doesn't come out of its shadow till the 4th of July. So let's say Mercury retrograde really isn't all the way over till the 4th of July.
Okay, got it. Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Okay, 6:30 on June 3rd. 14th. Is that June 3rd? Yeah, because it's my sister-in-law's birthday. Happy birthday, Cindy. Happy birthday, Howard. Yeah, we've got lots of birthdays happening right now. So we're going to take a break here. We've got another 30 minutes with our wonderful Sondra Jennings. If you want to call and ask a question, you're working through something, give us a call, 605-4567. This is Linda Bott, and we'll be right back on North State Now.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR 1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
And welcome back to our wonderful 6 o'clock edition of North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and we're happy to be here in the Gemini era, the Gemini time with the Gemini girl and the Gemini producer with our wonderful astrologer, Sandra Jennings. You're listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is a live show here on the 3rd of June, so we are talking everything present, what's happening with planetary alignment. Okay, so I have a couple questions.
Sure.
We talked about we're in between eclipses,
yes.
And that June 15th is the solar eclipse.
It's actually the 10th.
June 10th. Okay.
On Thursday.
All right. Okay. June 10th, solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And, what that represents. Give us a couple words again that, what does the solar eclipse shine or represent or?
It's like a reboot or an upgrade. Wherever that area, you know, it's like, if you have something at 19 degrees in your birth chart, that area of your chart is going to have, it's going to feel like the power is during the time that the shadow moves across the sun, it's going to feel like the plug got pulled and you have no power. And then once it passes and the light comes back on, it's like the plug's back in, but you're zapped up to a new frequency.
Oh, cool.
Stronger, better, you know,
wow.
More exciting. So it can be a tremendous upgrade. And it can be a wonderful thing. If you, I sent a little blurb out to people, and I talked about what an eclipse effect could be like. And it was like dealing with Santa Claus. If you've been a good little kid, when the eclipse comes, if it affects you in your chart, then you get goodies and you get presents and wonderful things happen to you. But if you've been naughty,
ooh,
then when the eclipse happens, it could lower the boom on you and reveal the very thing that you don't want anyone to know, a secret that you've been trying to keep hidden or some part of your personality that you just don't want people to know about.
You started the program with that, about something that may be hidden that comes out, so that is what could happen with the eclipse.
It can always happen with an eclipse.
Well, I wanted to talk with you a little bit in this segment about this polarization. I've talked about this with some near and dear friends about the polarization of people,
mm-hmm.
And that I will say that personally I felt unbalanced, and I can say that some of my dear friends that have decided to come forward have felt unbalanced in the fact that at one time in our lives we were able to sit at a table with people who were all thought minded. I mean, they were all gracious enough to accept the fact that you may think differently, but they didn't hate you if you thought differently, or they didn't call you names if you thought differently. And so I think we're kind of living in a time of people that are bullied because they think differently. And we're talking a political, the left and the right, and where is the center, and is there a center, and what happens if you try to navigate the center? And so there's some people, there's a polarization, I'm thinking, with society right now as far as a civility that somehow seems to have slipped down to a level that is very uncomfortable for me.
Well, if you look at which facets of the world different planets represent or symbolize or rule, the inner planets rule people's private lives, and the planets Jupiter and Saturn represent our social lives, and then Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto can be like our hidden life, our ESP factors, things we can't notice with any of the five senses. So you really want to look at those social giants, Jupiter and Saturn. And Saturn and Uranus have been in a very precarious position. They've been 90 degrees away from each other, and they don't work well together. Saturn is the force of being stabilized and grounded and organized and conservative and sensible and reliable, responsible, and Uranus is the planet that is a wild card energy. That planet lays on its side and rotates backwards compared to the other planets. And so it represents a wild spirit that is iconoclastic and revolutionary. And those two planets are at odds. And so it's forces that are bigger than we are that are affecting us, because those planets have a huge gravitational and electromagnetic field. Their aura reaches, you know, out far beyond, you know, what our individual aura would reach. That's just a comparison. So they're relating to each other, and they don't relate well. All right? So that's affecting us on Earth. It's affecting the whole solar system. So when the planets are at odds, we feel it here. Now, if planets are on opposite sides of the Earth, well, then we're pulled in two directions. That's that polarization factor where there's a tension that's going on, and you can't, one side can't see the other or understand what the other one is. And everybody feels they know what the truth is, you know, but it's like, whose truth are you talking about? And right now, there's a big issue with what really is the truth.
Right.
Are we getting the truth?
Exactly.
When we hear a story on the news and we make an opinion, is it based on us on being fed something that is a propaganda? It's something that was invented. You know, you're going to be programmed with this, or is it really the truth? Is what we hear on the radio or television or on our computer, is it really journalism? Are we getting the real story? And that's a big problem right now, because we don't really know what that is. And at this, it's going to be even more confusing when we get to new moon eclipse, because at that time, as I said, Gemini's about the rational mind, being able to think in a pattern that makes sense in an organized way, and be able to speak what you know, what you have thought about intelligently, that makes sense to you. And and Mercury, the planet that rules Gemini, it is retrograde. It's going backward. People are introverted. They're going back over things. They're not going forwards. It's like, what's really going on? I got to reevaluate. I have to look at my thoughts and what I've said. Have I said the right thing? Have I done the right thing? You know, is it correct? And what's more, at this particular time, at this new moon, the sun, the moon, and Mercury are all in a very precarious relationship to the planet Neptune, one of those planets way far out there, but so powerful. Neptune can obscure the truth. Neptune is the planet that can take you to the wonderful heights of spiritual awareness and experience, but it also represents deceitfulness and lies and confusion and uncertainty. And so that this eclipse, it could be a crisis of what is the truth? Do I know what the truth is? And the planet that tends to rule the truth, Jupiter, the biggest planet in the solar system, Big Daddy, the father of the gods, he's not making a relationship to any of the planets. He's vacant. He's on vacation. So we literally will not know the truth. It's like, what's going on? So if we have some kind of a person in the news that has an eclipse effect where some dirty secret comes out about them and they're scandalized,
yeah,
we don't know if it's going to be the truth or
I know.
Not.
I'm with you, and that's been something that I've been saying out loud to my friends. And, you know, I mean, really, I just kind of don't believe half of the things I hear. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? You know, the truth will be revealed, but it's not going to be the truth you tell me, that you've told me.
Some of the things that that have gone on in the past, an old saying, we don't know what really happened until 50 years have passed.
Right.
And then we might know what the story really is. The truth may come out. So we can do research, and we can ask questions, and we can try to contact people that know more than we do, and maybe we can get a little bit closer to what the real story is. But a lot of times we have to go within, and we have to go to our inner compass to know what the truth is. And when the planets go retrograde, that's what you do. You go within. You don't go forward. And in this case, with Mercury retrograde, we're going to be examining our thoughts and our opinions. Have I been correct? Have I been right? Have I thought the right thing? Was I influenced by something that really wasn't the truth or wasn't legitimate, or somebody was telling me something, they had an angle? that they wanted to, you know, present, and they wanted to influence me for that reason. So really, that's really what we have to do, and go into our heart. And because, you know, if you become very quiet and you observe people and the way they present a story to you, frequently you can tell if they're telling you the truth, if they're being truthful
mm-hmm.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a very helpful thing to look back, to look into, to be able to embody.
Well, we have to take a break again. I mean, it's because I feel like the word is tracking. I'm tracking with you. A friend of mine said that once, and I said, that is so cool. I'm tracking with you. Because I feel like what you're saying is, I get it and I feel that. I'm at a loss for words. I do want to talk about an event when we come back, and then a couple more questions with Sandra. And we are here tonight with North State Now. This is Linda Bott, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KeystonR1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to our last segment here On North State Now with Linda Bott. How are you guys doing? 6:49. It is the 3rd of June. We are 6:32021. Oh my gosh, I love it. Now, if you have any last minute questions, we have just about 10 minutes left here with Sandra Jennings, our astrologer. We've been talking about being in between the eclipses, Gemini and Jupiter and, gosh, so many different Mercury and retrograde, etc. We're going to have Sandra on again on Monday morning. But I wanted to let you know that you can find her on Facebook.
Yes, you can.
And the Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N.
That's the name of the group that I host twice a month just before the new moon and the full moon. The moon is a timekeeper for events here on the Earth. So we can keep coordinated with time in on Earth and in our solar system by paying attention to the moon. It's always been a timekeeper. People have always wanted to, like, watch the process, the progress of the moon as it changed every night for a 28-29 day lunar month.
Plant by the moon, make love by the moon, follow the moon.
Timekeeper. So when the moon, when it's a new moon, when the sun and the moon are in the same degree, that's the beginning of a lunar month. And some activities kick off, they get started. So when we meet for Chiron Society, I tell people where there's going to be a new beginning in their life. Somewhere where they can take that initiative and initiatory energy and begin something new and actually be effective where it'll work, where it really is going to work for you. And then at the full moon, that activity ripens, comes to a head, comes to completion. It's a time of culmination and endings. And so I like to meet before the full moon so that I can tell people, okay, what cycle is ending for you? Where is your activity going to bear fruit? When are you really going to be able to get the benefit of the work that you started 2 weeks ago? Reliably, where will it be? And so we meet, right now I'm meeting on Zoom. And I do everyone's chart. I send them out and emails or texts so they can follow along. And then after I explain what's going on in the heavens, I do an individual reading for everyone who's in attendance. Because I want to be of service. I don't want to just talk about what's going on in the heavens. I want to be able to tell other people, this is how you can benefit from knowing what's happening in the heavens. This is your key. This is how you link up to the rest of your world. You know, we have our little world of our family and then our job and our city and our state and our country and our earth, but we're also connected to all the different planets in the solar system. We're connected to the sun and to the moon. They have an intimate effect on us, whether we're aware of it or not, whether we can intuitively feel it or not. And if we start paying attention to the sun, the moon, and the planets, it's like paying attention to a friend. We start to learn them, and we learn how they act and how they can affect us and how they we can benefit from our association with them. So it's helpful to know also divine timing. When is an activity, when should it start? Like you were talking about, when do you plant? When do you reap? When is the thing? When is it time to be born? When is it a time to die? It helps to know divine timing.
And interesting, because that's been something that very many leaders and kings and kingdoms have consulted. The experts or the people that knew how to be able to follow planetary alignments of when it was time to begin something or to reap and, like you said, to sow.
When to begin a war effort. Look where Mars is located. You know, there's a subject or an issue that is associated with each of the planets and each of the signs. So it's like a giant jigsaw puzzle that you can do your research, you can take the pieces apart and understand a moment in time or a moment in the future. Because what is more reliable than the movement of the sun and the moon and the planets? We know where they have been in the past, we know their cycles, we know their orbits, and we know where they will be in the future. So we can plan, and we can learn from the past. There are computer programs like Redshift that can tell us where the sun, the moon, and the planets were located at any time in the past, and I imagine at any time in the future. So we can look back and go, well, when did a particular art movement start? and see what the conditions in the sky were at that time and see if they would be repeated in the future at any time. When was a particular musical instrument influence very popular? When again will it be introduced? When will the old become new again? So we can learn those things from history and from astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to know our history, because if you don't know your history, you have no idea what's going to happen in your future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so astrology is a wonderful way to put that whole package together, so that you are no longer feeling you're in the dark and alone and uncertain and afraid. You can begin to live with faith instead of with fear.
That's just beautiful. We so much appreciate you. I want to segue a little bit and come back to you at the end, but I do have this poster in front of me, and I want to talk about this event because I'm going to be emceeing it, and not only because I'm emceeing it, because it's something that when it first came to Reading, it's an event called Chicks and Chaps, and it was sanctioned by the Reading Rodeo. It's a group out of Montana that they brought here, and it used to every year be the Friday of the rodeo. And it is a breast cancer fundraiser. Women, you know, we always see the Think Pink that happens and all of that. But this is definitely a really very cool event with guest speakers. There's a rodeo clinic. But it's, you know, they have a special belt buckle. I have the second year that is something I have a lot of pride, because I took a bunch of girlfriends with me, and it was during my birthday. And everybody threw in like a 20 or 30 or a 50, and we did there was a live auction on this belt buckle, and so I felt like it was kind of my friends got together, and it was, I really wanted this, so it was a birthday thing, but it's like one of a kind. They make one every year, a silversmith out of Montana for Chicks and Chaps. But all the money that's raised from this particular event stays for local help for women that need mammograms, cancer research, all locally here in Reading. So there's only 100 tickets for sale, and I'd like you to go to my Facebook or go to Chicks and Chaps, like a page, buy tickets. There's only 100 tickets available. I think we're up to 60, but you have to get your tickets by August 15th. So I really would like you to, I just encourage you to join me, because it's such a heartfelt, wonderful event. And, you know, when you're doing something where the money really stays local, it's a beautiful thing. So there's my pitch, and I wanted to, and I'm going to be pitching this until they sell out all the tickets, because it's really cool. And they moved it. This is historically, they've moved it to September, because they weren't really sure with the Reading Rodeo if it was going to be too much. Are they going to have a rodeo? They're not going to have a rodeo. Well, Carl and I are big rodeo fans, and we love horses, and we love, you know, all of that. I've been a rodeo girl in 4-H with horses in the past, and just love the whole thing. Not really that much into steer roping, but I do love, you know, all the other stuff. But anyway, so back to our guest tonight. We have a few minutes left. What are your final thoughts? Sandra Jennings, our astrologer. Again, you can go to Chiron Society, Chiron, on Facebook. Become a member.
Go to Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Okay.
Or shoot me an email, sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Okay.
And I'll always get back to you.
Okay.
And I send out a memo or a short paragraph or two to let people know basically what's happening, what's the next phase of the moon that's going to be effective, when's the next time Chiron Society is going to meet. And the Chiron is an asteroid. It's not a planet. And it was a mythological creature who was a healer and who was an astrologer and someone who used energy for healing, and knew the human body and how to heal with herbs and, you know, with the laying on of hands. So, and I feel that astrology is a healing art.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, I always love how I feel lifted when you're here.
Thank you.
And you are taking appointments.
Yes, you said it. I am taking appointments. Please call me. I want to be of service. I can do, I can help you to understand yourself by an analysis of your birth chart. I can tell you your future, the next year from birthday to birthday. I can answer questions that no one has any way of knowing the answer to using astrology. It's called horary astrology. I can compare people to see if they're compatible.
Well, thank you, Sandra Jennings, and you heard it right here on KCNR.